Devo wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, with Mongoloid, a song that Ralph always enjoys hearing. And what's ironic is I actually played that song from a show from 2012, and that was before Ralph was born. So, Ralph, I was playing songs before you even knew you wanted to hear them. Hey, how about some Alejandro Escovedo? Played the title track from his Big Station in that set of music as well. And the Ass Ponies, Cincinnati, Ohio's own Ass Ponies, reminding you that I love Bob. And it's true. That's true. You should love Bob, too. So I'm just telling you, that's how it goes. Hey, some Goober and the Peas. Goober and the Peas with a Funky Cowboy started off that entire set of music. I do want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza, they join you in supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza and hoagies and wings, but they also specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't offer, they do offer, but they don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is located on 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, you can call them up at 412-362-SPAK. Their website, spackbrothers.com. Again, that's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. And don't forget, if you're interested in underwriting WRCT, yeah, maybe my show, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. We are approaching the top of the hour, and this might be a very short Flashback Friday or Turnback Tuesday. We'll have to see at the top of the hour if the Mock Show is able to continue or if we're just going to replay a little bit of an older show from a few months back. Yeah, that's what happens when you hit August here on WRCT and me, the Mockster. I always appreciate you listening. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com if there's something on your mind or you've got a request. And I'll be back after this quick message.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to Cold Cuts with Boy Horse Girl. Right now, we're listening to Keep Driving by Boy Harsher. You just heard Dissolved Girl by Massive Attack. Now we'll listen to The Wind by PJ Harvey. This is the Deftones cover of If Only Tonight We Could Sleep by The Cure.
Thank you.
Come fall in. There's monsters underneath. Listen to punk, folk, hardcore, and more with DJ Sideways on their show Trapdoor, 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, only on WRCT. Volcano by Earth Eater. Before that, you heard Milky Eye, also by Earth Eater. Now we'll revisit some Boy Harsher with Face the Fire. Again, that was Face the Fire by Boy Harsher. Now we'll listen to UU by Malaria. Confusing sound for confusing time. Saturday night at 5 is time for Chop Shop, only on WRCT. Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Subject of bad times. Delete it immediately without reading it. This is the most dangerous email virus yet. It will rewrite your hard drive. Not only that, but it will scramble any disks that are even close to your computer. It will recalibrate your refrigerator's coolness setting so all your ice cream melts. It will demagnetize the strips on all your credit cards. Screw up the tracking on your VCR and use subspace field harmonics to render any CDs you try to play unreadable. It will give your ex-boy or girlfriend your new phone number. It will mix antifreeze into your fish tank. It will drink all your beer and leave its socks out on the coffee table when there's company coming over. It will put a dead kitten in the back pocket of your good suit and hide the car keys when you're late for work. Bad times will make you fall in love with a penguin. It will give you nightmares about circus midgets. It will pour sugar in your gas tank and shave off both your eyebrows while dating your current boy or girlfriend behind your back and billing the dinner and hotel room to your visa card. It will seduce your grandmother. Does not matter if she is dead. Such is the power of bad times. It reaches out beyond the grave to sully those things we hold most dear. It moves your car randomly around parking lots so you can't find it. It will kick your dog. It will leave libidinous messages on your boss's voicemail and your voice. It is insidious and subtle. It is dangerous and terrifying to behold. It is also a rather interesting shade of mauve. Bad times will give you Dutch elm disease. It will leave the toilet seat up. It will make a batch of methamphetamine in your bathtub and then leave bacon cooking on the stove while it goes out to chase high school kids with your new snowblower. These are just a few of the signs. Be very, very careful. That was Bad Times by Laika. Next, we'll listen to Daylight Tripping by Nikki Love. Is Wandering Star by Portishead. Next up is Black Car by Beach House. Thank you. Was Tom's Diner by Suzanne Vega. Now we're listening to The Orbiting Beatnik by Julie Cruz.
guys on the fence about the COVID vaccines?
I mean, they made it so quick.
I get it. It's an important decision. It may help to know that these vaccines were the most tested in history.
Yeah, but don't the shots give you COVID-19?
No, none of the vaccines contain the live virus, and it's impossible to get it from the vaccine.
And the side effects?
Some people have a strong reaction, but the symptoms are less severe than actually getting COVID-19. Ask questions. Get the facts.
Visit aha.org/vaccine. A message from the American Hospital Association.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
So we had some major media news yesterday, many of you emailing me about it, tweeting to me about it, sending me very, very respectful all sorts of messages about it. The story is Chris Wallace leaving Fox News and joining CNN Plus, CNN Plus being a new streaming service from CNN. And this is a really big deal in the political media space because Chris Wallace, as many of you know, was one of what we would call the lone occasional voices of reason on Fox News, which was basically a sea of propaganda. And I've had a number of different thoughts about Chris Wallace's presence on Fox in the past, which there's no better time to talk about than now. But let's first take a look at Chris Wallace making the announcement yesterday on Fox News Sunday.
After 18 years, this is my final Fox News Sunday. It is the last time, and I say this with real sadness, we will meet like this. 18 years ago, the bosses here at Fox promised me they would never interfere with a guest I booked or a question I asked, and they kept that promise. I have been free to report to the best of my ability, to cover the stories I think are important, to hold our country's leaders to account. It's been a great ride. We've covered 5 presidential elections, interviewed every president since George H.W. Bush, traveled the world sitting down with France's Emmanuel Macron and Russia's Vladimir Putin. And I've gotten to spend Sunday mornings with you. It may sound corny, but I feel we've built a community here. There's a lot you can do on Sunday mornings. The fact you've chosen to spend this hour with us is something I cherish. But after 18 years, I have decided to leave Fox. I want to try something new, to go beyond politics, to all the things I'm interested in. I'm ready for a new adventure, and I hope you'll check it out. And so, for the last time, dear friends.
Okay, so he's leaving. He said he has new projects. And then within 2 hours, CNN announced he's going to be joining as an anchor of their new streaming service, CNN Plus, which doesn't exist yet. It's expected to debut early next year. So, is this good or is this bad, and for who or whom, depending on your preference? On the one hand, it's been clear for a long time that Chris Wallace's days at Fox were probably numbered if he was going to keep asking just real questions of Republicans when Republicans would be on. And we had all of these different examples of, I don't even remember what senator it was who was talking about the debt, and Chris Wallace pointed out, well, a lot of that debt accrued under Trump, not under Joe Biden. And, you know, this is like in other countries, we would call it basic journalism. It was rare on Fox. And because Chris Wallace was doing it, and he was doing it with Republicans as well as Democrats, it was rare. It stood out. And there was some sense that at some point he might be gone. Now, on the one hand, you could say his mere presence on Fox was a net positive because there were some viewers who were fully accepting all the propaganda. And even if they didn't care that this is what Chris Wallace was doing, they would be exposed to it for a moment. And maybe he would change some minds and get some of these mindless Fox viewers to think, hey, here's another perspective. The counterpoint to that is that Chris Wallace did provide Fox News cover in a major way to be able to say, we're fair and balanced. we have news and we have opinion. That's one they've been hiding behind for a very long time. It's like, yes, you have news and opinion,